for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And, you know, but never really achieved that like stardom type level. 888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. How about Jason in the city? Hi, Jason. Thanks for calling.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. I'll first say that I'm a little nervous about the Warriors' future. There's a lot of activity going on. Before the break, you said, "Hey, let's share shout outs to Kevon Looney." Excuse me, and I'm definitely going to do that. But the other question was how I'm feeling about the Warriors this coming season. And I mean, if we just do a quick evaluation of the West. We got OKC, Denver. We got the Rockets in Minnesota. That's top four already. Clippers aren't going away. Lakers aren't going away. We got Wemby coming back. That's already seven. So I would love for us to be in the top five to eight, but right now I think we're just going to be treading water. So I am hopeful, but I'm not encouraged. Shout out to Kevon Looney. I'll leave you guys with two of my favorite stats from that 2022 championship, which I thought was his crowning jewel. Second favorite stat line is the game six against Boston. He had 0 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist. But my favorite stat line was the closing game against Memphis. Remember, we had to go through John Morant. He had 4 points and 22 rebounds, 5 assists. I mean, that is a gorgeous stat line. I'm always going to have a soft spot for him. I hope we give him a big standing ovation when he comes back and we play against the Pelicans. That's what I got, gentlemen. Thanks.
Okay, Jason, great stuff. Appreciate that. Yeah, the Looney part, you're absolutely right. And again, if you're a Warrior fan, you know. You don't need to be told the importance of this guy, the moments, the big smile, whether it's in the locker room, just the steadying, calming force that he's been. Absolutely, just like first rate. Now, his breakdown of the West was interesting. I agree with him on those top four. This is scary time right now for the Warriors because the Thunder are already great. They are now minted. Houston keeps getting better. They've added two more players today. I love what the Nuggets did in acquiring Cam Johnson, and the Minnesota Timberwolves have re-signed their guys. I agree that on paper in this moment, those are your top four. He then said the Clippers aren't going away. Agreed. He said the Lakers aren't going away. Don't agree. I think that the Lakers are in a weird transition, and I wonder how that's going to work. And then he gave the Spurs a nod, which I'm like, I get it. Probably they're on the come. I don't know exactly when they're going to be ready. You know, we got to see Wemby get back and healthy, and all that they've done is they've added Luke Kornet. They're still very, very young at some key spots, Castle, Wemby, et cetera. But I also think the Warriors are going to do some things here. Warriors are going to do some things.
Right, but your premise going into the break was right now, 4:42, and yeah. Now we're sitting at 5:03, and that's, I think, what he was responding to, because I agree with you, the Warriors are going to do some things, but what are those things, and are they going to be significant enough to move them up your list as we start to look at the Western Conference?
I'll go 6 right now.
You got them at 6?
6.
Ahead of the Lakers?
Yep.
And ahead of
the Spurs.
Right, and I agree with that about the Spurs. I think the Spurs are still going to be a year away.
You know, the Grizzlies lost Bane. I know the Mavericks are interesting right now, but that's transitional. Flag's got to come in. Kyrie's got to get healthy. Oklahoma City, Houston, Denver, Minnesota, and the Clippers. I give them the nod right now over the Warriors.
Yep. And
even the Clippers, that's questionable.
Sure.
That's questionable.
But even if you look at this past year, what was the difference between 2 and 10? It was like 6 games, right?
Almost nothing.
Right. So, you know, the Warriors could be 48-34 again, and they could be the 8 seed. Or they could go 48-34 and be the 5 seed.
2 and 10 was actually 13 games. But 2 and 8 was only 4 games.
Okay, yeah.
2 and 8 was 4 games.
That's kind of what I was thinking about.
Yeah. All right, we're going to keep going with your calls, specifically on Kevon Looney, but we do want to enter this into the discussion. Mark Spears on ESPN just said this a short time ago with regard to Kuminga and the Warriors.
There seems to be optimism in the Warriors camp that he will re-sign. He will be a restricted free agent. This market's not great for him. As one NBA GM told me, is like, what has he proven to be worth what his agent wants, which is $25+ million? Mm. Who has that money for him? Why does he deserve that? But then on the flip side, if he returns to the Warriors, like, what's his role?
And can he reach his full potential then?
Yeah, and so if I'm Jonathan, I'm in a really weird spot right now. The money's not here this summer. Maybe it's next summer. But either way, there's a lot of question marks.
Okay, so I love this commentary because Spears starts out with a lot of optimism that Kuminga's going to sign and come back. And then they go through all the reasons why that's kind of challenging. Now, here's my, and I'll call it what it is. This is my uneducated kind of read on this. I'm just listening to people talk. I'm not dialed in on the inside by any stretch. But to me, everything between these two sides right now feels like negotiating in public. It almost feels like a threat. It feels like posturing a little bit, right? Because let's say there is a deal on the table. Let's say it's with the Miami Heat. Well, if you're going to do a sign-and-trade, that means he needs to sign. That means he needs to agree to at least a 3-year contract.
Yep.
He probably doesn't like the number. And the Warriors are almost threatening with, okay, then you can, you know, come back here, boom, boom, boom,
right,
and watch basketball for another year. I don't know that they would play it that way. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But I'm not.
And they also could do it on the qualifying offer, which is just shy of $8 million.
Nothing. Exactly. So, like, when he says that, there's optimism that he'll sign. It's kind of a funny statement. I don't know that that's what the Warriors actually want. And I'm pretty sure it's not what Jonathan wants. So this idea that, like, ooh, optimism, he might come back. Well, optimism's the wrong word. Is that what you want? Is that what anyone wants? I know there's some fans who want it, but, like, they got to it. They asked the question right after the idea. It's like, ooh, he might come back. But if he does, what the hell's his role? Is that what we want the big training camp story to be? What the hell? Is Jonathan going to play this year? Is he starting? 16 minutes off the bench?
That's right.
Like, what
DNPs? What are we going to do? A whole year of that is not what anybody wants. And – you know, we talked about it before with the whole summer of Brandon Ayuk and, you know, Ayuk, Willie or Woney and the rest of it. And, you know, we spent all that time and then he finally signs and then he got hurt. And so that topic still kind of exists. And so the Warriors don't want that. And Kuminga certainly doesn't want to come back to this uncertainty about his role.
One other small signing that has just come down, free agent center Luka Garza, has agreed to a 2-year, $5.5 million $1 million deal with the Boston Celtics. So there's your Luke Kornet replacement, essentially, for a lot less money. Luka Garza goes to the Boston Celtics. I also want to shout out all of the texts that came in with Giants champion comps to Kevon Looney, and some of them are good. There's a lot of Brandon Belts. There's a lot of Sergio Romos. I want to point out the 415 with probably the best one, Brandon Crawford. That's probably your Looney comp.
That's like really good.
Yeah, you're drafted. You came up. People weren't really sold on you, but, man, you just stayed.
Did he win all three, or did he just get the two?
Brandon was two.
12 and 14.
Yeah,
okay.
Brandon was two. So it's the same thing. He came up after they had already won, but then he was able to kind of work his way into a lunch pail type of a role, stick and stay for a long time, and then at the end of his career, go dip his toe in the water with another organization, but you know is going to circle back around to be celebrated after retirement.
Yeah, that's actually
a good comp.
That's a great one. The Brandon Belt one too, but something about Belt, I think I'm not going to say infuriated Giants fans, but you always were more frustrated with Belt than you were with Kevon, and even with Crawford, like, he had a couple of great monster offensive years, but by and large, he was just, you know, offensively a guy. And so, you know, like Kevon, he was beloved. Brandon Crawford, beloved. Kevon, the same.
No doubt about it. We got another Shams Bombs.
95-7 The Game. Breaking news.
Yeah. We're coming back. And this is a name that had been tied to the Warriors in the last 24 hours as well. But he is getting paid. Nickeil Alexander-Walker leaving the Minnesota Timberwolves and going to the Atlanta Hawks on a four-year, $62 million deal. So my quick math says that's 15 and a half per year for Nickeil Alexander-Walker, now a member of the Atlanta Hawks. 3-point, 3-and-D type player, absolutely somebody that would have fit perfectly with the Golden State Warriors, except for that whole salary part.
That's right, because, you know, when you're making 15.5 and the Warriors are just waiting on a Kuminga resolution that they don't seem to have here, we're 2 hours and 10 minutes into this, and, you know, the Atlanta Hawks, it's an interesting team in the East because they're making some moves to try to step into the breach, the void in the Eastern Conference, where a lot of the top teams are without their top players. Boston is stripping the thing down to the studs. Philly's got Joel Embiid, who might or might not decide to play basketball again. And so the East is so wide open, and Atlanta's out there just making moves.
Well, I'm trying to, like, keep track of what Atlanta has had come in and what they've had go out. And like, they got Kristaps Porzingis, right?
Yep.
Porzingis is on the way in. Alexander Walker is on the way in. Capella is on the way out. Who else am I forgetting?
Terrence Mann was the money they sent out on that Porzingis deal.
He goes nothing to Brooklyn, crazy. Right?
Yep.
Nothing crazy. Has anybody? Did LeVert leave there to go to Detroit? Caris LeVert, isn't that where he was?
Yes.
Caris LeVert was also in Atlanta and now goes to the Detroit Pistons on a deal that came down about 45 minutes ago. So that's what the Hawks have done. Whatever the hell that's worth.
Yeah, I mean, they got Alexander Walker, and they got Kristaps Porzingis, and Capella, LeVert, Georgie Niang, and Terrence Mann, all out as well. And so
don't do that ever again. That was
what Georgie Niang. That bothered you?
Didn't bother me. It was
Niang.
Yeah, it was just funny. It was funny and uncomfortable at the same time.
It was unexpected at the very least. I didn't know I was going to go that route, but
nope.
There you have it.
But you did.
And Trae Young, eligible to get $229 million for 4 years. How about that?
Go ahead, Atlanta. If you want to never win, do it. I get it, though. You have no choice. Trae Young is Kyler Murray.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Trae Young is Kyler Murray. Go ahead. We got to sign you. You're worth the money. We know who you are. You're going to make us kind of legitimate. We're not winning with you. That's not what we're doing. You're going to win the whole banana. But you can sort of kind of be relevant, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I see Trae Young.
And that's kind of where Atlanta is as well. It's like, and that's why you look at the moves they're making. They're trying. They're going to try like heck this year, especially to see if they can't be a team that can make some noise in a wide open Eastern Conference.
Woo! There is a lot going on. All right. If you're just getting in your car after a day at work and do this with me, because I'm just doing this off the top of my head. Let's fly around a little bit. And the starter for you Warrior fans is that Kevon Looney is gone. Kevon Looney has signed a free agent deal with the New Orleans Pelicans, 2 years, $16 million deal, and that is a little bit of a gut punch. It is. Not necessarily in terms of basketball, but in terms of vibe, emotions, locker room, all of that. Just the nostalgia of it. I think this is a gut punch for the Warriors, especially as in the meantime, they've got sort of like nothing in terms of news to hand to their fans. I'm not saying that they should, but people get very uncomfortable when they see all of this action taking place and your favorite team is not involved. All that we know so far is that the Warriors have sent out qualifying offers to Jonathan Kuminga. They kept Gui Santos. Kevon Looney is gone. And we got a story over the weekend that said GP2 probably will be as well. As far as other headlines from around the league, and guys jump in if I'm forgetting any, to me, the next headliner is the trade between the Denver Nuggets and the Brooklyn Nets. The Nuggets sending out Michael Porter Jr. and a longtime future first-round pick all the way to 2032 in exchange for Cam Johnson. I think the Nuggets get younger. They get better. I think the Nuggets are one of the top three or four teams in the West, no question about it. We just had the Nickeil Alexander-Walker news of him moving on to the Atlanta Hawks, but outside of that, in the last 24 hours, a couple of big moves for the Timberwolves to keep their guys, Julius Randle and Naz Reid, both getting paid as well. Brook Lopez has gone to the Clippers. Luke Kornet has gone to the Spurs. I'm just kind of scrolling through a lot of this stuff. Ty Jerome signed a three-year deal with the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, speaking of the Grizzlies, they re-signed two players, namely Jaren Jackson Jr., who got a five-year, $240 million deal. They also signed Aldama to a new three-year extension as well.
Dorian Finney-Smith goes to Houston. 4 years for $53 million. Houston is great. A problem,
yep.
Yeah.
Clint Capella went there as well. Clint Capella also went to the Houston Rockets. So I think that's kind of a summary of the headliners.
Yep. It looks like Dennis Schroeder is set to sign with Sacramento.
Oh.
Nothing official yet, but okay. Looking at NBC Sports Bay Area, it's expected that the Kings are going to sign Dennis Schroeder in free agency.
I mean, he's an effective player.
Oh, yep.
Dennis is a nice player. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's kind of the summary of this whole thing. And then I think the other, if you're a Warrior fan, the other headliner that comes out of that, and it's kind of a subset, is that Michael Porter Jr., Cam Johnson trade pretty much takes Brooklyn out of play for Jonathan Kuminga. It takes them out of play in terms of putting a big offer in front of them. They're the only team with a lot of cap space, and they just used a bunch of it. So I don't think that's on the table. And then you have Mark Spears on ESPN saying that the market is just not there for Jonathan Kuminga. His agent wants $25 or $30 million, and GMs around the league are like, why the hell would we do that? Nobody's got the money to do it, and what the hell has he proven to show that? Which, by the way, I'm sure is a trigger point for Kuminga and his agent, because they're probably sitting there going, this is exactly why we're so ticked off
right. At
the way we've been handled here in Golden State, because we haven't had a chance to show you that were worth that money.
Well, and for their camp too, when they did have the chance to show it and he got the playing time, he actually went out and played great and then missed 31 games with the ankle.
Yep.
And then in the Minnesota series where you lost Steph Curry, he came out in those four games and he balled out again. So the frustration for the Kuminga camp is real, and I think it's warranted in many ways, but the market ultimately will indicate to you what you're worth. And, you know, the Santi Aldama contract that he got, about $17 million a year, and Kuminga's a little bit better than him. Maybe he's a lot better, but the market is just not there for Jonathan Kuminga to get as much money as he would like. One team to keep an eye on, and I've seen reports about this, is the Chicago Bulls.
For sure.
And, you know, you look at, if it was Vucevic, if that's who you really wanted, he's making $21 million. And the player that I'm interested in is Kobe White for Chicago, a guy who's on an expiring. He'll only make $13 million. Good little shooting guard, 6'5", a guy who can ball handle and score from the wing.
I love him.
Out of the backcourt. But just interesting names to watch, because Chicago is one of those teams rumored to have interest in Kuminga.
Chicago and Miami right now. I mean, there have been others, Brooklyn, New Orleans, but again, they're all making moves. They're all using up cap space and making moves, and it seems likely that that kind of takes them a little bit more out of play. And then the other thing that we've heard, which again, I never know what to believe, but what we've been told by certain reports is that this Kuminga situation and the Warriors situation as a whole, by extension, are not expected to be buttoned up anytime soon. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to take weeks, but it could take a week. It could be the end of the week. This could be another July 4th kind of a bang, if you will. But then again, maybe that's just part of the posturing that goes with these conversations. I really don't know. Right now it's 5:18, and it does not feel like we're going to have a Kuminga resolution before we head home tonight.
Probably not, but you know, things can happen pretty fast, and I'm just looking at the details of the Nickeil Alexander-Walker. It was actually a sign and trade, so the Hawks will send a second round pick and cash to Minnesota to acquire him. So sign and trades are happening, and I know trades are hard, but this is the way that it's going down for Atlanta to, you know, make it work for Minnesota. They do it via the sign and trade, and he gets $62 million over 4 years. So it's the kind of deal that I think you'd be looking at for Kuminga, right? If it's a 4 years and $62 million deal and it's a sign and trade, maybe you send him to Chicago and you get Coby White, and maybe you get a second rounder, or maybe you got to send a second rounder.
I don't know.
Something like that. I mean, to me, something like that is the most likely outcome. Maybe it doesn't happen today, but I know Mark Spear said the Warriors still feel confident that they'll sign Kuminga. Doesn't mean that they'll sign and keep. It could be a sign and trade immediately.
Well, let's hear that again. Here's what Mark Spear said.
There seems to be optimism in the Warriors camp that he will resign. He will be a restricted free agent. This market's not great for him. As one NBA GM told me, is like, what has he proven to be worth what his agent wants, which is $25+ million? Mm. Who has that money for him? Why does he deserve that? But then on the flip side, if he returns to the Warriors, like, what's his role?
And can he reach his full potential then?
Yeah, and so if I'm Jonathan, I'm in a really weird spot right now. The money's not here this summer. Maybe it's next summer. But either way, there's a lot of question marks.
Well, and even if it's some sort of a short-term thing, right, if the Warriors and Kuminga are able to figure out just, I don't know, 1 year, just figure out this year, and then to sort of like do what they're insinuating there, which is get him to unrestricted free agency next year. Well, why would the Warriors be incentivized to do that? They don't want to do that.
No.
Again, that's setting up to lose Kuminga for nothing, which is why I believe no matter how much it looks like it's not going to happen and no matter how challenging it is, I really believe that there is going to be a sign and trade for Jonathan Kuminga. Because I don't see the other avenues as being advantageous for the Warriors. Unless they can convince everybody that somehow everybody's going to play nice and you're going to figure out a role and it's going to help you win, if you're telling me that you feel great about that, well, then hell, keep him. Because right now he's a bargain. So do that. But they've had 4 years and they've not been able to do that. And I find the idea of the Warriors starting training camp with, oh, yeah, you know, we're thrilled to have him, and we're really working hard to figure out exactly how these guys are all going to play together. Like, oh, my God. They do not want that to be the talking point as they open camp, and neither does Jonathan.
He doesn't want that. And even if you think about that, like, okay, nothing's really happening, JK. We couldn't sign and trade you, and there aren't great offers out there for you. Even if you signed him for 1 year and $20 million, let's just say, well, you could then trade him at the deadline, but that would involve you playing him and getting his value up to where he would be attractive to another team. And if you're a team who would trade for him and it's a one-year deal, you wouldn't probably give up that much knowing that he was going to be an unrestricted free agent at the tail end of the season. And the other thing is, if you sign him to a three-year deal as a Warrior team, then you've got him for 3 years, and maybe another team doesn't want to acquire him. So you've been saying this all last week. It becomes a little bit of a needle that you have to thread with Kuminga. If you sign and keep him with an eye toward trading him later, you have to keep his value up, and the contract has to be such where another team would find that to be attractive in the market.
No doubt. 888-957-9570. If you want to weigh in on the situations that are unfolding around the league, where you see the Warriors stack up in the West, or if you'd like to get in on the conversation around Kevon Looney, who is no longer a Warrior. He has moved on a two-year, $16 million deal to the New Orleans Pelicans. And gosh, the more that I say it, the more uncomfortable it sounds. It's not going the direction it's supposed to. As things sink in, they're supposed to sink in. And this one's almost bothering me more each time I think about it, with him wearing another uniform, with him wearing the words New Orleans across his chest next year.
Yeah, just the NOLA. And when he comes in that, what is it, purple and green and orange or whatever.
Whatever the hell they're wearing that night.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Giants and their City Connects. I know that there's purple involved, but when he comes in to chase, of course it'll be a great emotional ovation. Maybe not quite on par with what Clay got, but the fans certainly will give him that much love. But just seeing him in a different jersey, it's going to hurt. And every time you say it, like you refresh the audience with the news of the day, Kevon Looney has signed a two-year deal to be a New Orleans Pelican. I can't even say it without, you know, having a little bit of a pit in my stomach.
Another signing has just come down. Free agent guard Tyus Jones leaving the Phoenix Suns for a one-year, $7 million deal with the Orlando Magic. That doesn't sound like much. But again, in that Eastern Conference, which is so messed up with injuries and is so wide open, and we know that the Magic went out and got Desmond Bane, Tyus Jones, a solid backup point guard who can shoot. And that was Orlando's issue this year. Orlando could defend, but they could not shoot. But they got Banchero, who kind of runs the middle, and now to start plucking guys like Desmond Bane and sprinkle in a little Tyus Jones now off of the bench and whatnot, Orlando could be a very interesting team next year in the Eastern Conference.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
In honor of Kevon Looney's departure, Curry is heading into his 17th Warriors season. Draymond Green is heading into his 14th Warriors season. Can you name the next longest tenured Warrior? Because it was Kevon Looney.
Wait a minute. Say it again. So Curry is at 17.
Heading into his 17th. Draymond is heading into his 14th. Who is the third longest tenured Warrior?
Of current Warriors. Wow.
Current Warriors.
I'll
give you a hint. It's actually two guys.
It's probably like nothing.
Well, Kuminga and Moody have both been here for 4 years. Has anybody else been here longer than that? Than those 4 years?
And GP2 left, so...
It's not Pods, it's not TJD.
Probably those two guys. Yeah. And I guess technically it's Kuminga because he's drafted like 9 picks earlier.
Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody are third and fourth longest tenured Warriors.
Yeah, 7
currently.
Picks ahead, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, and maybe it'll just be Moses Moody. And that's the way it goes, right, in the association for the most part. And if Steph and Draymond both retire as Warriors, Hall of Fame Warriors, it'll highlight just how incredibly rare that is. Like, you think about Stockton and Malone, they were in Utah forever, and, well, they didn't both retire as Jazzes. The mailman went to L.A.
Yeah, where did Stockton? Did Stockton
I think Stockton
somewhere?
Stayed in Utah.
I was going to say, I don't remember him going anywhere, but yeah, Karl Malone to the Lakers.
Chasing that ring. Well, they had the glove, too, on that team.
They sure did.
A little bit of a different group.
That was the team that the Pistons kicked their you-know-what.
That's right.
In five.
Tayshaun Prince and Rip Hamilton.
And Chauncey Billups. And
the two Wallace brothers.
Ben Wallace.
Yep.
Rasheed Wallace.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, those guys won it all in five, and it was more like 4.5. And Kobe hit a buzzer beater in game two. It was the only. It was like off the backboard or something.
We ran this down a few weeks ago, and one of the games was like 74-68 or something.
Oh God! The Lakers were awful in that series. Like you want to talk about a team whose chemistry was very evident on the floor? It was that group. They were so talented, so it got them all the way to the finals. But the Pistons had such great chemistry, and the Lakers hated each other at such a level. It was unbelievable. And it just came apart at the seams. And I've told you that. As soon as the Pistons won, like Phil Jackson was doing the press conference with his whole family up there, and you're just like, oh, I didn't realize everybody's leaving. That's the end of that. Shaq gone. Phil gone. Everybody gone. Lakers out of the playoffs, get out of here. Whole thing just fell apart at the seams because of the Pistons.
That's it. Yep. I mean, the whole thing broke apart. Man. It does, and just hearing Grandy lay out that little trivia question had me thinking about longest tenured players with one team right now, and I know Steph is number one, but Kevon had to be pretty far up that list with 10 years and one team. I'll try to get the exact answer for you, but the more you look at, you know, the number of years certain players have played, you're hard-pressed to find any player who spends 10 straight years with one team.
No doubt. No doubt. It's unbelievable. Like, how many times have you thought Kevon Looney's time with the Warriors was about to come to an end?
Probably three or four.
Exactly. Exactly. And there was one time where everybody was really scared about it. And it was right after the championship. And they hung on to him for a three-year deal, which is now over. And so here we are. But I've thought he might be gone at least a couple other times.
Yep.
And then there are moments in Kevon Looney's career where you're like, you almost feel like they got to let him go. It's not looking good. And then he would rally back, and he would just have a wonderful stretch and everything that comes along with him. And he's just, dude, what a great Warrior.
Yep.
What a great, great Warrior.
You guys remember when Steve Kerr would say this to you guys every once in a while, but he'd go through stretches where he'd go up to Kevon and say, hey, Kevon, you're going to be out of the rotation tonight or probably for a little bit. And then Steve gets like five games into that, and he eventually is like, why did I make that decision?
Why?
We need Kevon. He always went back to him eventually.
I'm trying to remember what playoff game was it? What series was it where they headed into a game seven? One of the series where the Warriors were having a hard time kind of figuring out the fifth person in their starting lineup. And they went to, like, Steve and the staff went to Steph and Dre. And they're like, okay, who do you think it is? Who's that person? And Steph and Dre were like, it's Looney. It's Kevon Looney. You got to put Kevon Looney in. And they did, and they went out and they won that game. It might have been the game seven in Sacramento.
That's where my mind went.
Yeah, it might have been for game seven in Sacramento.
I'm looking at it here, and he started all seven of those games in the Sacramento series. And I'm just looking at what series that might have been. And I'm looking at Memphis in 2022. Looney didn't start the first five games, and then game six, Loon, you start. Grandy, you played the highlight. 11-11, offensive and defensive rebounds.
I mean, he had
22 boards, 10 points, and I'm sorry, 4 points. He was a plus 10, but that was the game he started. Game six, they were having trouble, you know, putting Memphis away. And that was the game back here at Chase. Grandy played the highlight
before.
You guys
want to hear it again?
I'd love to.
Damn right I do.
Comes Wiggins up top. Screen set. Curry on Jackson. Step back. It's a three. No good. Looney. Offensive rebound. Touch pass to Thompson. Finds Curry. Curry dribble drive. Behind the back in traffic. No look pass. Batted away. Goes right to Looney. That's a break. Looney stops in the paint to Draymond. Hand off Curry. Deep three on the way with one on the clock. Back rim miss. Looney again. Finds Thompson. Loads up a triple. Good! It's madness. Just madness. Kevon Looney, 21 rebounds. It's an 18-3 run. Warriors 105, Grizzlies 92. Timeout Memphis, 2:57 to go. And they're going bananas here at Chase Center.
Woo. Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Kevon, man.
Happy trails, Kevon.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, man, I'm not able to process it right now. And I just was looking at the list of NBA players and their tenure. According to Wikipedia, Kevon's got 10 with the Warriors. That now ends. Devin Booker with Phoenix. Miles Turner with Indiana. Nikola Jokic, 10 years already with Denver.
No way.
Dude, believe
me. That guy's been in the league for a decade?
I can't believe it either.
You gotta be kidding me.
12 years with the Bucks for Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then above that, it's Draymond with 13, and then Steph. Steph is number seven all time with 16 years with the Warriors, tied with Manu Ginobili, trailing Reggie Miller, John Stockton, Tim Duncan, Udonis Haslem with 20 years in Miami, Kobe with 20,
yep.
And then the German Jesus, Dirk Nowitzki, 21, your all-time leader of tenure with one team,
with
only,
one team only,
21 years for Dirk. But to this point, Kevon, he's on the list. He makes the Wikipedia page.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Too bad LeBron didn't stay in Cleveland. He'd have this record. He going into his 43rd year?
Something that like that.
Yeah.
Actually, this year he needs, and I was doing some of the, not quite a deep dive, but looking at LeBron, like how many of the all-time leading categories is he going to lead in? And the one where he's number two right now that he's going to get is games played. He needs 50 games this year to pass and catch and pass the Chief, Robert Parrish.
Robert Parrish, yeah.
But LeBron's like fourth all-time in assists.
No, he's
good little player.
He's gonna get them all. He's gonna get them all. Hey, guess who's on the line?
I wonder. It's not Friday.
Nope,
it is.
Nope.
I was at the dog park.
Nope. Demetrius in Union City.
Hey,
what up, Demetrius?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic,
hey,
man.
Can you hear me? Okay.
We got you.
Oh yeah.
Hey, listen, guys, I want to thank you so much for the trip this weekend, man. I had a blast. And you guys are just the best. You know that?
Well, Demetrius.
Shout out to everybody. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say you were a delight as well. But go ahead. You were a complete delight to be around. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, my brother called me this morning and said, make sure if you talk to those guys, you send them my thanks. And thanks to Jesse and all the 95.7 guys. And you guys, I'll tell you what about you guys, man. No matter what they say or whatever you hear, you guys are genuine, man, and you're just good guys. So appreciate that.
I appreciate you. That was a fun afternoon out there in the heat playing golf with you and your brother, Demetrius. That was a good time.
That was a great afternoon. Hey, I'll give you my Kevon Looney thing because I'm a little bit sad about that.
Yep.
I'm feeling a little bit like when Jason Richardson got traded. Remember that feeling back then when the Warriors had to let him go to Charlotte, and, you know, he was just a fan favorite. So I'm feeling a little bit like that. Some of the things I remember about Kevon, though, was he had like a 290-game streak of games played. Boy, man, he would go out there like a trooper, and whether he was just getting a few minutes or starting, he was always giving it all. So it's like watching a little brother grow up, and then all of a sudden he's a grown man. So shout out to Kevon Looney, and I hope when he comes back to Chase Center as an adult, you know, later on when he's retired, that people, you know, with their kids and their grandkids say, you know who that guy is right there? That guy, you got to look him up. That was Kevon Looney. So I hope he gets all the props that he deserves.
Demetrius, in honor of Kevon Looney, I think that's what the five of us were like out at Cache Creek this weekend. We were lunch pail guys. And we went and we had a job and we got it done.
And they're probably telling tales about us now. The guys that came in on Monday were like, man, you should have seen these guys out there on Saturday. So, hey, man, I love you guys, man. I listen every day. Like I said, it feels like 15 minutes ago you guys came on the air. So if you can make my day go by that fast, my 4 hours fly like that every day, man. You guys are providing the service like none other.
Hey, man, wonderful
appreciate
to meet
it.
You. Thank you for making the trip and for bringing Skip and everything else that the weekend was. Demetrius in Union City, one of our Cache Creek winners who went out there and played a little golf and maybe threw a little coin around, and we did a show and just had a blast out there this weekend.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And he brings up Jason Richardson and just doing the quick Google when they traded him in 2007 to the Bobcats for the draft rights to Brandon Wright, who had been taken number 8. So Jay Rich, a great Warrior, much beloved. Off you go.
Randy can't even handle you talking about this. There were so many head shakes and eye rolls when you just said
that.
Well,
and this is like
the
probably,
second Demetrius brought up the Jay Rich trade. Lucas will back me up. I immediately said Brandon freaking
Brandon
Wright.
You kidding me?
You didn't even have to Google it.
No.
You remembered because that's when you were like 12 years old, right?
Broke my heart.
Yeah,
trading away Jason Richardson for some dude I never heard of.
Brandon Wright.
He was a good, long, athletic big.
Oh yeah.
I mean, on the surface, right?
His best years as a pro were, I think, in Dallas, not even with the Warriors.
That's
and,
true
yeah,
too.
Best years were not necessarily
not even that good.
Yeah, great years.
Yeah,
but
two-finger thingy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just the funny thing about that draft, as I look at it now, the Warriors are linked to somebody who actually went third in that very draft, Al Horford.
Oh my God!
That's how long ago
that
this was.
The same draft.
Al Horford goes three.
Jeez.
It goes Greg Oden, Kevin Durant, Al Horford, Mike Conley. So Conley and Horford are both,
well,
and KD.
Still, yeah,
they're all
KD,
still doing
they're
it.
Still doing it.
Yeah.
Where and, are you, Greg Oden?
That's right.
Yeah.
When you know Joakim Noah.
Ow.
Anyway, the Warriors also got Marco
Bellinelli
in that draft, but that was the time where the Warriors just found a way to mess everything up.
Shams does have another signing that has been posted. For many of you, you will not have heard of this player, but it's sort of interesting. Nigel Hayes-Davis, who is the 2025 EuroLeague champion and finals MVP, as well as the Turkish Cup champion and MVP, is coming back to the NBA, guaranteed one-year contract with the Phoenix Suns. So there's the big Suns move to replace Kevin Durant.
Okay.
There you have it.
And shout out Kevin Bradbury of Lyft Sports Management for getting that done.
Thank God he was here, or I don't know what would have happened.
And it's funny because every time Shams tweets, he's shouting out agents and agencies. Like, how else is he going to get these scoops? I'm sure that Kevin Bradbury is like, hey, Shams, make sure you shout out Lyft Sports Management.
That's the exchange. We will text you as soon as this deal goes down, provided that you then advertise for us to your 3.1 million followers that we got the deal done so that we can show that to the next crop of incoming players and make them think that they're not going to be able to make any money unless they sign with Wasserman.
Yeah.
Or Lyft.
You never know.
Or whatever.
Yep.
It's so lame.
It's hilarious, but it's the commerce, like you're saying. It's so the way these things get done.
Yep, absolutely. All right, are the Warriors going to get anything done? Kevon Looney was with the Pelicans. We do not have any moves of significance from the Warriors yet at all, but the West is getting better by the minute. If you want to weigh in on any of that, 888-957-9570 is the number, and this is Willard and Dibbs.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Looney with the ball. Looking for Santos. Catches left side. Guarded by Van Vliet. Curry off the screen. Nasty screen by Looney. Three ball. Good by Curry on the left sideline.
Looney got all of Jalen Green on that screen.
That was a Looney Tunes screen there with a guy go whack. Kind of slides down, you know.
Bay Area, it's Kevon Looney. You're listening to Willer and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Thanks,
yeah,
Kevon.
Yeah, but he's gone.
Yeah.
So the only people left hate your picks.
Well, I mean, I know there's another version where Kevon
Bay
actually...
Bay Area, it's Kevon Looney. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Yeah.
He didn't even get into the, you're listening to Willard and Dibs. He just cuts right to the
best ones. I have shortened them so that I can play them quicker.
Gotcha. Yeah. So he actually probably said you're listening to Willard and Dibs and then.
So let's see. Kerrs, Jerry Stackhouses, Kamingas, Loonies, Kyle Andersons, Guy Santoses, they've all been shortened because they're the best ones.
Hi, this is Guy Santos. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Bay Area, it's Guy Santos here. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
That's a man you extend a qualifying offer to and keep. That's what I hear when I hear that. I'm like, you keep that guy around.
Yeah, just the laugh. It's breathy at first, and then you just can't contain how funny that is. Never met me. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink. Heavy on the breath, and then he gets to the giggle. I like it.
Yeah, I do too. I yike it.
Yeah.
I don't yike that Kevon Looney's gone. This just is not sitting very well.
No, and it's not.
Like, I get it. I get all sides. It's not even that surprising. And at this stage, it's not like he's the linchpin to the Warriors' success by any stretch. But just kind of tough to... It's a tough pill to swallow, I think, for Warrior fans.
Very tough. And he was tied for seventh among current players in longest tenure with one team. And that's just what's hitting me. We're 10 years with the Warriors, and then we started to have the conversation, and Grandy, you know, had the trivia question of who now is third and fourth on the team in tenure, and it's Moody and Kuminga. And I was thinking about Moses Moody. Who's he going to do Joga with now?
Oh,
we
God,
do Joga.
That's right.
Because we had Moses Moody on, and he talked about how they do Joga.
We do Joga.
Yeah.
And it's basically jogging yoga. He and Kevon, they'll do Joga before games just to get their mind right. You know, get the body warm and get their mind right. And so when the news broke, like, it wasn't the first thing I thought of, but like the sixth or seventh thing, I was like, who's he going to do Joga with?
I mean,
we do Joga.
That was going to be our children's book.
We do Joga.
Moody and Looney do Joga.
Yep. We do Joga.
That's right.
Oh, that sucks.
No more Joga.
Well, he's got to find a new partner.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, you know, that won't be too hard. Maybe it'll be Tui. Hey, Tui, get over here. We're doing Joga. That other guy.
Maybe.
Who are you?
Maybe. Well, they were great. And
Paz does Joga at every Valkyries game.
Seriously.
My God. He's up there doing calisthenics.
Pazemski.
I'm just concerned that he might sustain an injury to his index finger because he twirls that thing so much. Like, Pods, it's okay.
I mean, that's just it. That's how you be an NBA player in 2025.
Right.
When a play ends, you twirl your finger.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
That's right. And yeah. I guess in baseball, it's like you put your two hands over your...
Exactly.
Because we got to, you know...
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jonathan in the city. I think he wants to say something about Kevon. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call, guys. I just want to say, man, Kevon, bro, without your performance, there's no number four parade. Thank you. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. We will never forget you, man. You're one of my most favorite Warrior And if you're a movie character, man, you are Ellis Boyd Red of Shawshank Redemption in my book. And, hey, when he comes back, you know how they gave away Captain's Hat for Clay?
Yes.
They should give away the Kevon Looney dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
I thought they were going to, like, I thought you were going to kind of do a play on our show and see if the Warriors would give out lunch pails that night. Like, I would do, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're already, the season doesn't start, back to school's already there, but I don't know. You know, if he comes in January or whatever, like, for New Year's, like, you're already halfway through the school year. Here's a new lunchbox for the kids or something like that. I don't know. Something that'd be great if it was something similar to Clay, where they tried to capture the essence of,
yeah,
of who he is, who he was with the team.
That would be good. I mean, lunch pail, because he was, you know, just showing up all the time and playing every single game. And remember, Steve Kerr actually said to us earlier this year when he had to tell Kevon that he was going to get a DNP and he was going to end his streak, which was 200 and something consecutive games, and how hard that was for Steve to have to do it. And he did it in the best interest of the team. But if it wasn't for that, Kevon would still be riding that streak.
I got to tell you, bud, what are we, almost 4 hours into, 3 hours into free agency?
Yep.
Day has not gone great.
Not great, Bob.
Not great. I mean, I don't know that I expected it to be any different than this, but there's basically three prongs to this. Prong number one, the Warriors haven't done anything yet. That's prong number one. Prong number two, a player left who is beloved by the fan base. And prong three, the West was already phenomenal, and it got even more top-heavy. It got even better. The Rockets added more experienced pieces around Kevin Durant. The Nuggets, I think, upgraded their 3-and-D guy from Michael Porter Jr. to Cam Johnson and saved money. I think the West is even harder today than it was 3 hours ago. And there's no resolution yet for the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, and the more we wait for that, the more the Warriors have to wait for it. You're seeing some free agents that are coming off the board, and not a lot of them are going to be in your relative price range, but the one takeaway that I have from today is a lot of the centers, a lot of the bigs have come off the board, and maybe they're not all guys that you love, and Al Horford is a name that has been linked to the Warriors, and he still is a potential target, but yep. Clint Capella gone, Brook Lopez, a couple of bigs that many fans were thinking might be in their price range and might be future Warriors, and they're both off the board to new teams.
Let's take one more. Let's go to Tony in San Diego. Hi, Tony. Thank you for the call.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Good. Yeah, so I got kind of a funny story. So my wife, she's Dutch, so she's not too familiar with American names and also just American sports and just how things work. For example, she wanted to get a dog a couple years ago. She wanted to name it Wiggins. I kind of explained, like, hey, you know, there's a very real possibility he could be traded in a year or two. Didn't care. We have a dog named Wiggins. All good. But she gives nicknames to every Warriors player as we watch, and, you know, she gets to know them. And the nickname she gave Kevon, because she just didn't understand the name Kevon for some reason, didn't make sense to her, she dubbed him Kebab.
Oh, okay.
Don't know why.
Kebab.
That made sense to her. But it was kind of cool. I was like, okay, he's kind of like the Bob, like, of the team. He's a hard worker. He's kind of that guy you can count on. And we just kind of ran with it. And, you know, other players have other just silly names that if you don't know her, don't make sense. But I just thought I'd share that. And, you know, it's tough to lose him. But, you know, we also have a lot of guys like him. I think we have too many guys like him, you know, 6-7 guys that we can't have all those guys on the same team. You know, you just can't have Looney and GP2 and Moody and all these guys that maybe, you know, really aren't a threat offensively and stuff. You just can't have all of them on a team, on the same team. So, you know, it stinks, but.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I just thought I'd share that, and you know, hopefully this leads to something and you know better, and it's addition by subtraction or whatever you want to call it.
But. Yeah, Tony, thanks, man. Totally get it, although I will add this. You know, the guys that he sort of compared him to, I know what he meant. He meant you can't have these guys out there that can't shoot, space the floor and whatnot. But as we head into a year where the Warriors have openly stated, we really got to, like, start lowering the number of minutes that Draymond Green plays at the five. They were already very short on options to play at the five as opposed to Draymond Green, and then they just lost another one.
Yeah.
So, like, that's one side we have not talked about. We're kind of all on the emotional side of losing Kevon. The Warriors already needed a big. Now they like super duper really, really need a big.
They do. And you've got Quentin Post who, you know, is going to be your big, your stretch five. You need somebody, I guess, kind of like Al Horford or somebody who can really be in there and be a rim protector and a rebounder. So day one of this free agency is not yet over, but I'm kind of with you as far as like, didn't get off to a great start here in these first 3 hours.
It's just not a comfortable one for the Warriors. Although, you mentioned Al Horford. This probably does kind of put a little bit more validity to the rumor based on the fact that Looney's leaving. Some people who are north of 6'9" need to be on their way to the Warriors.
Yeah,
and maybe that's one of them.
And you know, probably players who are well past their 35th birthday as well, because that's what you do here, you know?
That's what you do.
See if you can get Chris Paul back.
That'd be great. Grandy, what are you about to do?
Well, I figured once the Kevon Looney news broke, you guys just had an hour of kind of remembering Looney and his decade with the Warriors. So we're just going to hear that a whole hour again, starting at around 4:15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's what's coming up on the game, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you. Here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then we will.
Can they maybe do something tomorrow? Can you get the Warriors to, hey, Dunleavy, Can you get to work here? We're going to need some new players here. Pal?
We'll get back. I haven't given that any thought.
We'll get back to you on that.
I don't care.
Yeah, well, maybe you care about this. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.